This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. This is National FFA Week, and today I'm recalling a time, well, seemingly not so long ago, when women were not a part of the FFA. I'll talk about it coming up after this.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit caseih.com/tracks.
It has been just over 90 years since the National Future Farmers of America organization was created. 1928 was the year, but a dispute quickly cropped up about who could join and fully participate. And 2 years later, at the 1930 FFA convention, the delegates clarified membership by voting to exclude young women. Now, some local FFA chapters allowed young women to join and participate in regional and state meetings and competitions. In fact, some women even attended FFA camps under the guise, as one current day official described with a wink, of being an instructor's daughter or niece. In 1935, the Massachusetts FFA protested that women should be able to fully participate, but the national organization stood fast in denying membership to young women for many, many years, until the 60s. Now, from 1949 to 1969, a young woman could, in fact, qualify for a coveted FFA jacket by becoming a chapter's sweetheart. Do you remember those? Some of you older folks might remember. A chapter's sweetheart or social ambassador, those were white FFA jackets. With this honor, they could sport an FFA corduroy jacket. Not quite the equal, though. The FFA sweethearts wore white corduroy instead of the standard blue. Finally, though, the FFA, after holding fast tradition and voting against extending membership to young women in 1967 and in 1968, finally, in 1969, with court action likely, well, the National FFA organization came of age and admitted women as full-fledged members. You've come a long way, baby. That was the expression of the day. I'll be back after this.